1, 2, 3. Game on! Game on! It's gaming time! Excellent! Game on! Game on! It's gaming time! Excellent!
Yes, hello, we're back again. Welcome, all you lovely people. Thank you for stopping by and watching. Gamma, thank you so much for that sub there. Subbed for 34 months. Holy crap. That's a long time.
One, how are we doing?
Did you say welcome 34 months?
I
yeah,
did.
34 months.
Wow. Wow.
That's almost 3 years.
Yeah, two months off 3 years. And Navari, oh, not to be outdone, Captain Navari with a tier two for 35 months.
Hang on, whoa, wait a minute, whoa. So, run it back. Hang on. So you got Gamma, like, dropping subs for how long? 32 months, 33?
34
months. And then we've had what for 35 months?
Captain Navari.
35 months, Captain Navari. Blue streak on his sub, 20 months, currently on a 12-month streak.
Hype train!
Wow, oh, it's a beautiful thing to see, isn't it?
It is. You love to see it.
Yeah, you love to see it.
How are we all, Pete? Pete, Stormy, how have we been?
Oh, good, thanks. You know, just taking it easy the last couple of days with this up and down Perth weather. Like, I wasn't expecting it to rain this morning or last night for that matter. It's just all over the place. So hopefully everyone's keeping well.
this is a funny one for me because as part of my day job as the anchor for a radio show, like I've got to do a lot of like weather checking. So I like in between, like out of the songs and into talk breaks, I'm like, yeah, blah, 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 this is a radio station. Today's going to be a top of 27, currently 13 degrees, you know, so this. And yesterday screwed me. Yesterday absolutely screwed me because it looked like it was going to be just a nice sunny day and then showers came in from nowhere. And all of a sudden, I don't know what the hell's going on, but like we had world record sunshine and heat. Like we broke records, right? And then autumn comes along and somebody flicks a switch. It is insane that we've gone from 37 degree averages February 28th. And then March 1, we're down to 26, 27 and it's raining.
Well, come on, Pete. Don't you know it's autumn now? Like, it's supposed to be getting colder.
Mate, it flipped so quick.
It's mind-blowing. It's like we're in the Matrix. It's a game. It's 100% a game, and they cooked it. They absolutely cooked it. We all know now. We all know we're in the Matrix.
Well, you know what the best thing about raining is, though, is we get to sit inside and play games. We gamers love rain. And a very important question for you guys. What are you playing?
Pete?
I'm very excited about this because we had a bit of a pre-show chat, just a little bit of a round robin round table amongst the three of us about, you know, what we're going to be bringing up around the what are we playing tonight. And I don't want to say that I had everything to do with it. But I would like to own the fact that Stormy is playing Elden Ring. And I'm going to say it's because she read my amazing review at GameOnOz.com. I'm just going to throw it out.
Look, there's a lot of factors involved here. I don't want to have you get a big head because of it or anything. But, like, I would say that when I read your article that you put up for Elden Ring... that was like one of the first actually articles I read for Elden Ring because everyone just on Twitter was just tweeting like, oh my God, the reviews are so good and like throwing all these numbers. But I was like, I want to see what Pete has to say about this. and when I saw your article, and for those who haven't seen it read it, please go read it because
good luck.
There are just various many, many times in like mid-sentences, sometimes Pete will just be like, you died. Now, to clarify, I have never played a Souls game before and I thought Pete was just being funny because I thought, oh, haha, like you died. He's probably really just bad at the game, blah, blah, blah. And then I played and
you died.
A lot of pain. I died so many times. I had a death counter on my stream when because I decided to stream it that night, very last minute. Poor old Hades got the boot, just so I can say that I've played it and I've tried it. And, yeah, I think I died, like, over 30 times in that one sitting.
30 times. That's a slow Tuesday for me.
So those are rookie numbers. Pump up those numbers. Come on.
Yeah, I know. It's increased dramatically since. But, yeah, that was a big wake-up call for me.
Yeah. I died, like, a dozen times just reading that article.
So I, you know, and like that, because I, as I explained in the beginning of the review, like I'm a mad Souls game fan. I've been on FromSoft for a long time. So you know, I'm a Dark Souls fan from back in the day. Bloodborne, I love you so much. I could play you endlessly. Sekiro, I still haven't beaten Sekiro, but I just continue to go back to it over and over again. It's like one of my rainy day comfort games. I just love getting my ass handed to me. So Elden Ring, thankfully for the people at Bandai Namco, they sent me through a code. Now, like, can you do the review? I was like, not a problem. And I cooked the review embargo thinking that it was a, that it was a day later than what it actually was. So what ended up happening was all of the other people in the entire world who were writing reviews and all that sort of stuff, they all put out their reviews first. And I thought early, I'm like, you've all broken embargo. What are you doing? Until Chris Ho is like, oh, no, mate, you're a day late. And I'm like, okay, well, I've cooked this. So I was looking at it. I was like, okay, well, I've screwed the pooch here. Nobody's going to actually read my review to see it just get another 10 out of 10. So I'm going to give you the honest approach to what it's like playing a Souls game if you've never played one by reading my review. And then I summed it up quite simply. And that is the stories in turn, because I tried. Guys, God knows I tried. I tried giving it a 9.5, right? Just to be like, how is this game feeling at a 9.5? Because we're all sort of feeling this weird thing around numbers for reviews at the moment, because we're like in this crazy place where it feels like everything that is like almost near perfect gets a 10, okay? Now, I have been looking at this and I tried to give it a 9.5. I couldn't. I just couldn't. It's perfect. It's absolutely perfect for so many reasons. And that is because if you've played any of the Souls game before, they're all worthy of their 7s, 8s, 9s plus. Sorry, I'm getting distracted here because I've got a little child giving me a thumbs up. Hang on.
Yes, Elden Ring. With the thumbs up.
Okay, everybody, just quick, say hello, Mila. Show me your badge.
Ah, we can't see you.
Okay, there it is. There's your badge.
Well done.
I'll tell them what it says. It says, arm yourself against COVID-19. I got vaccinated.
Oh.
Bless.
Well, I did. They can hear me. I just told them that you got vaccinated. All right. She got vaccinated, everybody. But good on. Back to what I was saying. And sorry, I'm rambling. Yes, honey. Thank you. Good stuff. I tried to give it a 9.5. I couldn't. All the other games you've ever played from FromSoft, whether around about this sort of thing, you'll see get 7, 8s, 9s. This game is better. It's better in so many ways because it does everything that Sekiro, Bloodborne, Dark Souls 3, all of that. It's got all of the great shit from those. It does it perfectly, but it does it in a way where it opens you right up because they've managed to somehow squeeze it all into an open world. I can't explain to you guys how much of a game changer it is from something that's so tried and true. And I mentioned that, you know, the story's interpretation of the non-linear way to progress the open world is brilliant. Multiplayer integration is just bloody good fun. The difficulty balance is there. And I also mentioned how much the Reddit army might abuse me if I disapprove of anything that they like, but we got past that. So that's totally fine. And you get a steed.
Is it an
ogre? Oh, I like it, yeah.
You get a steed. And once you get the steed, Jesus Christ. It's just so much to do in this game, man.
I do have a very important question. Is it a noble steed? Well, what?
No, I am here. It's just my camera shuts off every now and again. It's noble in the sense that I've managed to murder that steed more times than I have myself in the game.
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
No, I'm the same. Oh, yeah. My camera's gone and frozen too. Oh, that's brilliant. At least I'm smiling.
I wonder if that was my fault.
It's a chain reaction, I think.
Charlie Golf wants to know if your steed is named Stefan the Steed.
Is my steed?
Or is your steed named Stefan the Steed?
No. I haven't given him a name. I think I get too attached. The amount of time, like, I don't know if anyone else does the same, because obviously you could just, like, gallop right past an enemy. The amount of time I've, like, lost runes in a really, like, awful area, and I've just, like, I've like, stormed ahead, picked them up, and just, like, run back the other way, because I was like, I don't want to deal with this anymore. I can't imagine not doing it with the noble steed.
Get the noble steed and watch this game just open right up for you. It's the perfect balance of exploration and challenge. And I think it has quite easily managed to knock over Horizon Forbidden West as the game to be playing at the moment. So, I mean, to do that is quite a feat in itself.
It's a little interesting, isn't it, like when competing games come out at that time? Because I had it happen, I was starting to get into Lost Ark, which I'm still playing sporadically, but not as much as I would be if the Old Republic hadn't dropped their new expansion at the same time. And I feel like Forbidden West sounds like such an amazing game, but Elden Ring's just come out and gone, hey, see you later, this is my territory now.
It's interesting is, like, because, you know, we're so flush with great games. We talk about this all the time. We're so flush with incredible titles to play that you're having to choose now. If you've got any semblance of just a normal lifestyle and you're a little bit older, a full-time job, or you've got kids in a family or any of that sort of stuff, you've got any semblance of that, you have to choose which game it is that you're going to play. And I get quite concerned that I miss my shot when it comes to playing particular games. So I don't know if I'll ever go back and visit Horizon Forbidden West. I don't know if I'll get there now, because by the time I'm ready to jump onto it, there'll probably be something else. You know what I mean?
Yeah, well, I'll be really honest. Like, the only reason I picked up Elden Ring is because I had big FOMO. Like, all my friends were picking it up, and I showed, like, pretty much no interest in it at all, apart from the fact that I went, oh, this looks like a really cool game. I didn't really go any further into it. But, you know, obviously all those reviews come out and the articles come out and, you know, IGN saying it's one of the most well-reviewed games in modern history and things. And it's a shame, because I feel like Horizon in its own right is a really great game, but it's like comparing apples and oranges. Like, Elden Ring's definitely, it's not going to be for everyone, and it's definitely, if I knew kind of what game Elden Ring was going to be and how much difficulty I would have had with it, I wouldn't have picked it up at all. But I think, like, going in blind and having, like, kind of getting it because of that FOMO and because that's one that everyone's playing, I'm sure many other people are in that same boat at the moment too.
Yeah.
But yeah, I mean, like, what is it, Gran Turismo's out this week as well, like, for PS5 particularly in the last four to six weeks, this has been a really big time for new releases already. Like, we haven't even really hit March yet. Well, we are now, but...
Well, you look at, I mean, you talk about FOMO with Elden Ring. Like, at the moment on Twitch, 247,000 viewers. Now, wow. compare that with Fortnite, 24,000 viewers. I mean,
24,000. That seems low for Fortnite.
Well, this is what I'm looking at, mate. I'm looking at Twitch.tv at the moment, right on their categories we think you'll like. Hmm. Just Chatting has 176,000 viewers. Go figure. You know, like, it's crazy. It's the game that's just taken, it's taking the world by storm. Stormy. So yeah, but I'm glad you picked it up, Stormy, because I implore you, like, once you get through this, go back and have a crack at the others.
Yeah, I think, like, it wasn't until I was finally able to wrap my head around, like, leveling up my character, and then I defeated on Sunday night, like, the first, like, great enemy, whatever you want to call it, just outside Stormvale Castle. That feeling of accomplishment, like, that rush I got afterwards was just so great. Yeah, I'm glad because it's not a game I would have typically picked up. I'm really glad that I've given it a go. Yeah, it's interesting how big, for me, social media played in the role that, like, got me to end up getting it. But I've also realised we haven't actually asked Jim yet what you played. We've just been talking about Elden Ring.
It'll be SWTOR.
It had a little bit of SWTOR. That's going to be happening for a while now. But I've been playing a couple of little indie games as well. I picked up Pants Quest. I was having a bit of fun with that, which is basically a guy wakes up in the morning and has to go and find his pants before he can go to work. It's a short little one, point and click that I've had a little good fun with. I actually tried speedrunning it because I think my first playthrough took me about an hour and 20 minutes. But, yeah, I've got the speed run down to under 10 minutes now. So,
wow.
Yeah.
That's impressive.
That's
you
it.
You wrote about it as well, didn't you?
I did have an article on GameOnOz.com about that too. Also had an article about Rescue Party Live, which myself and the Goa Stream team got together to play on Sunday. It was really good. Like, it was like a sort of Overcooked-style game, but you had to work together to rescue people. Which was a little bit tricky to work out to begin with, but after a while, it was quite fun. Yeah.
Is it kind of similar to, I don't know if you've seen, there's a game, I think it's on Game Pass at the moment, called Ember, and you play as firefighters and you have to rescue people out of buildings and things like that?
This one's more like, there are ones where you have to go through and pick people up and take them out, but this one's more about treating injured people. Like, the vast majority of the levels are you've got to, like, craft a stretcher and get this medicine, and you'll have one. Like, there's a level that has a centrifuge in there, and there's different coloured medicines, and one of the little guys will need a specific coloured medicine. So they'll need, like, a blue-red-red or a blue-green-red medicine. So you put that in the centrifuge, and then you have to go and get it and give it to them. And so it's a little... Like I said, it was a little complex to begin with, but once you got into the swing of things, it was pretty fun.
Oh, Gamma, sorry, Taiko. I'm gonna butcher the name. I'm sorry, Taiko no Tatsujin on Game Pass. The drumming game is so fun. I apologize to my neighbors. There was a week or two ago. It was like 2 a.m. and I had it playing through my speakers and my games room and I was playing it. It was really good. But yeah, no, Rescue Party sounds really, really cool. Any games that I could play with friends, I'm always there for. Because I have in the last week put up a preview for another indie game called Fix Fox, which is developed by Renlike. It was made by one person. So if you like your point and click stuff and you're after a bit of space exploration, you should definitely check it out. It's coming out at the end of this month on Steam. But it's a very cute, relaxing game. So if someone wants to, or anyone out there is looking for a game to kick back with, likes a bit of puzzles and a bit of looting and exploration, I think you should definitely have a look at that. That's been quite a joy to play.
Yeah. I know it's a little bit of a dirty word around here for some people, but like, if you want to get together and play a game with friends... Like, I still think Fortnite's pretty good in that regard. Like, you get together in a squad and you go around and you just shoot people. Like, I know you can do that in a lot of different games, but Fortnite just seems to be accessible for most people. Like, you don't have to spend a lot of money on it. You can just jump in and go for it. And all those different skins they get these days as well, it's an interesting thing. I'm not sure how I feel about the latest skin that they put in there, though, with Naomi Osaka. That's a bit strange to me.
I knew you were going here. I could smell it the moment. Oh. into that seamless segue into Fortnite.
But now we've pointed it out, and they're going to know that it was a segue, damn it.
Great.
Great. The smoothness is gone. Yeah, goodbye to the smooth transition.
Have you guys ever heard of the saying, jumped the shark?
Yes.
Yes.
Right. Now, do you know where the saying, jumped the shark, actually came from?
It came from an episode of Happy Days where they literally made Fonzie jump a shark.
Yes.
Yeah. Yes. I've heard that before.
For you, buddy. Mm-hmm. Now, listen.
Right. So Fonzie jumps this shark and that's it. Like, they're like, all right, we've kind of pulled everything we possibly can out of this show. Okay. Naomi Osaka joining Fortnite. That's great. Like, that's cool. You know, it's nice to see her there and she is an icon. But I just feel like if you haven't joined Fortnite or been represented in Fortnite, you're living under a rock. Like, I don't know.
I can understand having fictional characters and stuff in Fortnite like that. Like, you know, I think the latest like Marvel editions were Rogue and Gambit, but then having like Naomi Osaka, Ariana Grande, it's just so like
LeBron.
Yeah, so strange. Even having like Dune in like having Pete and I've forgotten what Zendaya's character's name is, but having those two in it as well was just so strange.
When you talk about Zendaya, even her characters, all you do is say Zendaya. That's it. You just say Zendaya.
I love Zendaya.
She's wonderful. She is so wonderful. But I like the Naomi Osaka joining Fortnite, because as you just reeled a few off, just feels like every week it's just somebody else joining Fortnite. You know what I mean? Like at some point,
it doesn't feel special anymore.
Yeah, it doesn't. At some point, Stormy, you'll get a run. Straight, you'll get a run. I'll get a run. Sticks, you'll get a run. Drop Bear, you'll get Gamma. You know, like you'll all get a run. You'll all get a chance. Just wait it out, and you'll get there. That's what it feels like. I mean, it's cool for her, and it's great. And at the end of the day, it's their game and do what you want. But I'm just that point that you make in particular, Stormy, about doesn't feel special anymore. Just doesn't.
Mm. I'm waiting for Batman. Batman will be next.
Yeah, no, 100% with the movie coming out this week.
Are you sure he's not already in there?
He might be.
He might be.
These aren't hockey pads.
Mm-hmm.
No, for me, those characters appearing in Fortnite were akin to finding Easter eggs.
Mm.
You know what I mean? Like that was, oh my God. Like, remember when Thanos dropped?
Yeah. Like that was,
it was amazing. You get to play as Thanos. That's, oh God, how cool is that? You don't have to play as just your general sort of avatar. And then it just was like, all right, well, who else? Who's next?
Yeah, I don't think anything will surprise me now. Like, it's just, it could be anyone.
Yeah, it's not special anymore. It's if I'm going to go into a game and buy skins for a shooting game, it's not going to be a tennis player or a basketball player.
Mm.
Yeah, I just don't quite see it.
I remember like when they did the Marvel event actually, and they had like obviously Storm, like that was one of the skins I think at the time. I was like, oh yeah, we'll do it. And then I realized like how much into the battle pass you have to go into, and any other paid component. I was like, oh, I just can't be bothered. But also Fortnite, if you want to make me my own character, that's cool too. I won't complain.
Told you, mate, it's coming. Just sit tight.
One day.
You'll get your shot. It'll probably be next week.
I'll be the coolest sibling to my sister who's just started high school. I'll be like, my sister's got a Fortnite skin. Do you? Man, that'll be the biggest bragging rights. Can you imagine?
Seriously, for young kids these days, it would be the same thing as like back in the 90s if your brother joined an AFL team.
Yeah.
it's that on such a huge scale. I see you've brought up Wargaming's Wargaming release about what's going on in Ukraine.
Yes, so going to get serious for a minute here because Like, I think it would be remiss of us if we didn't at least acknowledge what's going on in Ukraine at the moment. It's a very serious thing affecting a lot of people there at the moment, and not just the everybody there, but in particular the video game industry there. So Wargaming, who make the games World of Tanks and World of Warships, who we work pretty closely with Wargaming Australia in doing the ANZPL stuff. But they have like 500 staff in Kiev at the moment. And it's been really, really heartwarming to see these companies come out and say, look, we're doing our best to relocate people. And Zulu wrote the article on GameOnOz.com about what's going on there and how they're relocating the staff and the families, and also donating $1 million to the Ukrainian Red Cross there. So it's terrible that it's happened, but seeing the support for these people whose lives are threatened, it just makes me feel that little bit better about people.
Yeah. I've got a very simplistic view of this because, the conversation sort of comes down to whether or not game studios have, because, that Wargaming are a lot closer to this than a lot of other developers and studios.
World of Tanks itself is huge in Russia.
Massive. And how they've had to switch off chat, because for obvious reasons. It sort of brings up that topic of, do games companies, quite large ones at scale, even the small ones, whatever, do they have, I guess, the right to get involved? And for me, I think the moment, the moment the invasion happened, and you're talking about the basic human rights of people just wanting to live their lives, and the footage that we're seeing coming out of Ukraine. One that sticks in my head in particular is I don't know if you guys have seen it, but the shot of it's somebody on their camera phone. They can hear jets passing over, and they're on a farm, and the jet comes screaming through and lets off a missile, and it lands in their property, explodes. You can hear, they start to run. You can hear a little kid screaming. This is innocent lives, really being affected, being lost. I think at that moment that this is a proper war, it's like, okay, all hands on deck, you help in any way that you can. And I the things that I'm reading, and obviously, again, with my day job, we're following this very closely in the media. Every day we're, keeping tabs and updates. We're speaking to reporters on the ground and all of that sort of stuff. And I think that the more of this that we see, obviously, the better it is going to be for Ukraine and the Ukrainian people to be able to rise up and knock this back. We're already starting to see the economic impacts of sanctions. I mean, the ruble dropping below the value of like one US cent, people in Russia having their hip pockets getting hurt, banks being shut down, businesses not able to trade, all of this happening while there's a worldwide pandemic as well. And it's starting to filter through that. They're starting to see a bit of a change in the Russian people. Already we saw protests from Russia's own people coming out in Moscow and everywhere else around Russia with demonstrations to go, this is wrong, getting arrested. They're going up against their own government and the tide's turning even more. I think any way that you can possibly help and get involved, it's necessary, because this is putting it very mildly, but World War was so 1920s and 40s. You know what I mean? I don't know about you guys, but we're so far past this bullshit of some elite old man sitting in his suit running a government, having his knickers in a twist because he wants another country. We're so past this. So past this. I applaud it so much. And I hope we see so much more of it, because the more people dive in, the worse it's going to get for Russia.
Yeah. Well, in terms of gaming, there is plenty going on. Like, there are so many companies coming out talking about it. In fact, there was a report, and I forgot before... No, I blame myself in preparation here, because there was a report of Wargaming themselves sacking somebody because they came out in support of Russia. I forget who it was. But they were reasonably high up in the company. But really, when it comes down to it, like, there's that photo going around the internet of the woman holding up the sign that says, if Russia stops fighting, the war ends. If Ukrainians stop fighting, there's no more Ukraine. Yeah. Yeah.
It was their creative director.
Oh, creative director. Yeah. Yeah, I knew they were pretty high up. Yeah. But
Sergei Bergatovsky, over his public support for Russia's invasion of Ukraine.
Yep.
Did a Facebook post, got deleted.
But also there's other gaming companies as well. So there's Polish developer 11-Bit Studios have announced that all profits from sales across all storms and platforms of its anti-war game, This War of Mine, will go into a special fund, and after 7 days it'll be donated to the Ukrainian Red Cross as well. So there's lots. I think GOG's getting involved as well. So that's owned by CD Projekt. So that there's lots of gaming companies that are trying to do what they can to help the Ukrainian people. Yeah.
Yeah, it's so weird we're even seeing something like this, for Christ's sake.
It is, and I feel it's a hard thing to talk about, because people... Well, it's not a hard thing to talk about. We're talking about it now. But it's hard to comprehend. Like, there hasn't really... Well, I don't... I feel we don't have anything to compare it to, because, like I say, it's a man in a suit in government that's decided he wants a country. He wants to reform USSR and get the band back together. And the wars of recent time have had other justifications, right or wrong. I'm probably shouldn't have brought it up, because there will be comments about that. But this one just feels like it's an invasion. Like, there is no justification other than I want that.
Well, the thing for me is that, you had World War One, 1914, right? Ended in 1918. Then you got World War Two coming around, 1939 to 1945, and that's Hitler. Like, there's no gray area here. This is why it's such a hard thing to talk about, particularly from our point of view, because there's no gray area here. It's black and white. It is so black and white. It's like, why, dude, are you... Why? And, we don't have to get into too much, because we like to keep this quite lighthearted, and obviously we're on this subject because it does... gaming companies are getting involved. The simple thing that I've got is that good on them. Good on them. And the more that do, the better off everybody else is going to be. Natty has, she popped that thing in chat, saying, you can tell this isn't just changing an icon on social media like a lot of companies have participated in the past. When you see companies participating with money, with their money.
Yep.
Commercial sanctions being inflicted, major sports teams pulling their support, Russia not being recognized on the world stage for sport as well. Like, they're, diving in as a company, no matter if you're close or not close, is the bare minimum that you can do with regards to this, because on a worldwide global scale, beyond your local little whatever is happening around you, it's just plain wrong. It's just wrong.
It is. And I have so many thoughts about this and so many things I want to say, but this is a gaming podcast, and So you have something, Stormy?
I'll just address my quietness, because I've just been trying to ingest, as many other people I'm sure are as well, everything that is going on, the scale of what's happening. And for me personally, you know, I'm trying to stay up to date with all of it. And like you guys have said, seeing the support come from so many people to help in a situation like this is incredible. And I've seen streamers, like some quite big streamers on my feed that are redirecting people to go support, you know, reputable organizations to help those in Ukraine and stuff as well. So yeah, I just, yeah, I feel like I should adjust my quietness because I am listening and I'm obviously saying a loop of things, but I know that it's, yeah, for me personally, it's just, like Haughty Chicken said, like, how are we here in 2022? Like, we would not have expected us to be talking about something like this and something of this scale now. It's like, it's terrifying. It is. But I guess, you know, seeing these businesses and these companies and even individuals who are doing what they can in these kind of times are, I think, such a true show of strength and support and those, like, ideas that come along, you know, with the word community. Like, we all hold, you know, a power to be able to do something, and it sounds really corny, but, like, no matter how small it is, you know, we do have the ability to make some kind of impact here ourselves as well. So
that's right.
Well said.
Let's talk about something else. Who likes the classification board?
Are we gonna? So we're still on the subject of war, are we? Right. Okay. Great.
Yeah.
Man.
Yeah. So some of you may have seen there's a game that's come to Australia and has been refused classification. It is called RimWorld. So I must admit, I didn't know a lot about this game. Looking at it, it seems to be like it's a sim. So it's like a colony building sim, but it sounds like there is a whole heap of stuff you can do in there, and to the point where it sounds like you can get away with murder, for lack of a better term. Like you say, if you wanted to invade a country, maybe. But it's not, sorry.
You're going to say too soon?
Yeah, I was going to say too soon. Yeah, too soon. I was about to say, oh, shit, we've just gotten off that topic. Let's not go back. But,
Charlie's all furiously typing, like, quite loudly in the other room about RimWorld and seeing the messages come up in the chat.
Yeah, oh, here we go. Let's go ban Minecraft. Might as well ban Hearts of Iron and Civ. So I'm feeling he's a little bit passionate about this.
A little.
So I think, like, it's an interesting thing because it's another one where this has only been refused classification in Australia because it's been submitted for consoles. This has been available on Steam since 2013, I think. I think I saw the date for that. Yeah. It's not a new game. It's been out for 7, 8, 9 years. It's a little bit crazy. But because it's being submitted to be on consoles, the Australian classification board's gone, we don't like this, so we're going to refuse to classify it, which effectively bans it. But, of course, it doesn't ban it because you can still get it on Steam.
Okay, so here, for me, the long and short of it is it's a video game, and if we're allowed to watch the movies that we're allowed to watch, then we should be able to play the video games as consenting adults that we want to play. However, there is one thing here that I think that we're going to see this overturned quite early. And the reason being is because I feel like they've already got a precedent with Disco Elysium. Because Disco Elysium went through all the same shit because of drug use and murder and all of this. So, I mean, you know, you mentioned, because you can get away with murder. Get away with murder in every bloody game. Mm. You know how many penguins I threw off a cliff playing Super Mario 64 back in the day? Like, seriously.
Do you know how many NPCs I've led to the slaughter?
Mate. And that's the thing. Like, that's,
you
that's,
know how many chickens I've killed in Minecraft?
Oh. Well, that's the thing. Like, so for me, it's like, okay, it should very quickly and very easily be a short string from, guys, hey, we're going to console. We're not giving it a rating. We don't really know how to go about this. Great. Oh, shit.
Oh, mine's about to go off now too, Pete. What? We've got some
weird
ghostly connection.
I don't know.
Going in the corner.
Are you on a DSLR?
Yeah, I am.
What are you on? What is it?
It's a Nikon.
I'm a Canon EOS 5D Mark III. You got to figure out what's going on.
Yeah.
I have a Logitech.
Good old Logitech.
Which is also why I don't look as good on the camera as you guys do. Oh, there goes Stormy.
So good. But so for me, it's like, okay, it's very easy. It's a precedent. If this was to go through a court of law, you know, what they would do is they would go, okay, RimWorld has been banned. These are the reasons why it has been banned. What would you like to do? I would like to overturn the ban. Okay, let's go back through all of the records and stuff and just have a look at something similar. Ah, yes, Disco Elysium. Yep, went through all the same shit. Very similar in terms of the reasons as to why it was banned. Ban was eventually overturned. Okay, overturn the ban, guys, it's fine. We let Disco Elysium into the country. Nothing happened. It's fine.
Happy Few, I remember We Happy Few had that issue as well. It's just, yeah.
For me, it's always an interesting thing in the story that a game tells. Now, obviously, it's different in like a simulation type game, but I always remember there was, I forget which one it was. I think it was one of the Modern Warfare games years ago. The one where there's a level where you're walking through the airport and just mowing down everybody because your character is
Modern Warfare
2. Yeah. And because your character's undercover in a terrorist organization and you're walking through an airport killing people. And I remember that level made me feel very uncomfortable.
Mm.
Like it was not a good feeling doing that. And it just, I think you need to take it in context of the narrative of the game. Does it serve the narrative of the game? And if it's there just because you want shock value, I don't really care for it. But if it's changing the name of a drug that you've called morphine to mystery chemical number X, you know, just because they don't like the name morphine, like that's nothing to me.
I mean, I'll throw something else at you, right? When was so Duke Nukem 64? Okay, Duke Nukem 64. When was that released? 1997. I had that on the Nintendo 64 in 1997. I was in year 7 in 1997, okay? And I was going into the strip club, throwing my dollar bills at ladies shaking their booties on poles.
And you use those dollar bills to buy Duke Nukem 64, right?
Who would, yes. And then in-game, who would, like, you'd throw the money and they'd reveal everything. Like, they'd open their top, bang. Shake it, baby, like that sort of stuff. I was in year 7 for crying out loud playing that game. That game, I think it's got like an M rating.
Do you remember when people were worried about the blood in Mortal Kombat on the Super Nintendo? Like,
mate.
It's a big red splodge of like jam.
Now, granted, if my kids were that age and I found them playing We Happy Few, Disco Elysium, RimWorld, sure, I'd take it off them because I'm like, you're too young. But ultimately, I just don't get why we can't give these games an R18 plus rating and just be done with it.
Yeah.
Like, why refuse classification to an adult? Like, you know what I mean? They don't have enough. There's not been enough data. There's not enough data because they've done studies. They haven't got the data back. I know that's a generalization. I don't have references, but I've read them. They've done studies. They don't have the data back. It doesn't influence people to go out there and murder and kill and pillage and rape and take drugs and all of that sort of stuff.
Yeah. Doesn't exist. Yeah.
There's nothing. There's no correlation between the two, between video games and all of that gear. It's ridiculous. God, I feel like I need. I feel like I need something. Is it hot? Is it hot in here?
Well, you are. You are in shed. Yeah.
Sorry, I feel like I'm doing a lot of yelling tonight. I'm sorry.
Well, keep the yelling up because we got more yelling we can do. This is a very angry podcast tonight. I feel like because we've it came out recently. There was a streamer, Kia Pia. I think that's how you say her name. She was an ambassador with a brand. And you know what? I'm that annoyed at this brand. I'm not even going to mention the brand name because I don't want to give them any air. But they were basically they were a PC building company. So she was on board as an ambassador with this mob. And they did a giveaway with a PC. And they've basically taken that off her because she wasn't big enough and belittled her on stream because of it.
I'm really glad that we are talking about this because I was up. Don't judge me. I couldn't go to sleep. I was up at 3 a.m. playing Pokemon Cafe Mix on my iPad, right? And I'm
Before you move on, what is Pokemon Cafe Mix? What is that?
Okay. Well, I didn't know it existed until I watched the Pokemon conference on Sunday. But if you imagine like Candy Crush, but it's Pokemon. And there's more, like, you can invite Pokemon to your cafe to, like, work for you.
Oh, God. Seriously, it's like, it is the Pokemon version of Fortnite introducing characters, isn't it? It's just...
No, it's not. Oh, my God, Natty plays it too. You can't be mad at me about it.
That's what it is. What else can we make Pokemon?
Okay, listen.
You keep going.
Again, don't judge me here.
Not judging.
I was just... definitely were. So I'm on Twitter and I saw all these like quoted tweets going, oh, I can't believe this brand did this to these people. And I was going, oh, what's going on? So like what was said earlier, this PC building company, because they had actually reached out to me in December of last year, saying, you know, we'd love for you to be an ambassador for our company. You know, we build PCs and, you know, all that kind of stuff. And I, you know, for small content creators, you know, having a brand like that or a company like that message you could potentially be exciting. At the time, like, I stood my ground and was kind of like, look, I've never worked with you guys before. I don't feel comfortable promoting any products that you guys have. If I've never used them personally or if I've never worked with you before.
Good negotiating tactic. I like it, Stormy.
Yeah, you're proud of me? Yeah, so that was like...
Good.
And you know, I was kind of looking into them because I knew Pastilli was working with them and all these other big names, but I was like, look, I've never worked with you before. I don't want to... I don't feel... comfortable nor confident in promoting your stuff if I've never used it, so I'm gonna say no. And they were kind of like, oh well, we're not in a position to be providing our ambassadors free stuff. If you change your mind, let us know. And oh my God, I am so glad I didn't, because if you look at the right feed at the feed, so I'm trying to remember what's the name of the Twitter user again, because I've gone and followed her now.
Kia Pia.
Yep, she if you look enough in her media section on her Twitter profile, you will see these clips of her being called out by this company live on stream. She was, I guess, drawn out of like a random mix of different ambassadors to win a PC. They went through and not only exposed her in terms of her streaming statistics, what she's contributed to the brand, all the stuff that shouldn't be revealed on stream, but also the manner in the way that it was spoken about and talked about was absolutely disgusting. And I'm sorry, Jim, I realize I've just like completely taken over the segment, but I just feel so passionately about it. He was like Horty said, oh, hello, Horty, by the way, I really like you. You're really cool. I was just absolutely, like, my blood was boiling, just hearing the way in which this guy was speaking about her, belittling her, saying, oh, she's been an ambassador for 3 months and not a single click. You know, oh, she's only streaming this much and only has this many followers and this, and it was almost uncomfortable to watch as well as a streamer. And like Gamma said, it shouldn't matter on the statistics. And after this had happened, and this didn't just happen to Kia Pia either. This happened to quite a few different streamers. So it wasn't just a one-time thing. It happened multiple times over this giveaway stream.
Yeah, the article I'm looking at also lists streamer Protozee and Strawberry Moogle.
Yes, and like this giveaway stream was supposed to be promoting their ambassadors, people who, you know, are promoting their brand, and to have those people talked about in such a disgusting way is appalling. It is so horrid. And I know that a few of you have mentioned it in the chat now. Since that's happened, Kia Pia's followers on Twitch and Twitter have absolutely skyrocketed in support of her, and I'm really hoping the same are doing for those other two creators as well. But oh my god, I've seen so many big names on Twitter just say, we're not working with this company anymore. It's not happening. And good for them, because people and companies like those shouldn't be supported at all. I need a drink.
That's right.
I honestly, well said. I don't want to interrupt, because that is one of the great addresses of what has happened in the last 24 hours watching this come together. And I'm just going to try and play something. Can you guys just tell me if you can hear this or not?
There it is. Oh, and there's the re-roll. Here's the reason, chatter babies.
Can you hear that?
Yeah.
Okay.
I can. Can the stream hear it?
So for those stream, can you tell me if you can hear that, please, just before I continue to go on and play it?
I'm feeling sick just listening to it again.
Okay, they can hear it. Okay, so here's what I'm gonna play you I've got the audio here, right? I can play it for you guys, because I have watched his apology and I've watched the bullshit. I haven't seen all of these other videos. I've seen what, and I've got some thoughts. And oh my god, it's just. Oh, Jesus Christ. Okay, hang on. Jesus Christ. Okay, where are we here? Yeah, take a listen to this. So this is the tweet you mentioned, Stormy. And Kia Pia says, the reason. Like, what? Sorry, not everyone has money for a PC. It's expensive. So condescending. Company, do better. I earn that PC. This makes me feel like I'm not a good streamer. So take a listen to this.
These babies. Oh, and there's the re-roll. Here's the reason, chatter babies. Here's the reason. This person has 3 months of ambassadorship and not a single click.
Ooh, not a single
click. Not a single click. Not even one.
Hello, Rob. So it sounds
urged.
Now they're re-rolling.
This is an ambassador giveaway, and you've got to be.
Yuck. Big yuck.
Disgusting.
He sounds like a seedy old fuck. Excuse my language.
I just need to clarify, if anyone's hearing him say they're obviously redrawing for someone else because they're not happy. And then he is like purged. And I was oh.
Yuck. Yeah, it goes on. Here's a bit more.
And you will do it.
All followers combined, still under 5K, even across multiple socials. I was trying to be generous. That's a tough one.
Because there's bound to be repeats if you're in Google.
I know. That's also true. Let's go into the analytics dashboard.
Yuck, man.
Oh,
yeah. Oh, that is disgusting. Hang on, so...
I'm going to rant again.
I was just going to say what makes it so I've had a long time. What? So 20 years in commercial FM content, right? I had to bust my ass doing a lot of work for free to get to like where I am now. Right. And I hated every second of it because I've had that many bosses over the years that prey on, you'll do it for free. Cause you want to get somewhere. Mm-hmm. And for me, it I see so much of this. It makes me sick. I see so much of this in the creator content space, right? And as an organization that is like working towards, you know, like written and all sorts of different forms of content and such, one of the things that we're seeing rife, which is taking away some of the really beautiful and pure and wonderful things about being a content creator, is that companies prey on the fact that there are a lot of young, a lot of not commercially minded, a lot of naive young content creators out there who will give of themselves absolutely everything for a keyboard or a mouse or a microphone, or in this case, like a PC, because it's going to help them. It's not even a case of like, oh, look at me, I won this thing. Look what I got. Look who sent me that. It's just a case of at the bare minimum. Like, because they can't afford it and they're trying to get their way into content creation and build a career out of it, it's going to help them. This made me sick for so many reasons, because you can't eat a keyboard, right? So like if that was a message that I was going to say to anybody who's watching this right now, right, you need to know your worth, own your worth, and back yourself in, okay? Because you could be like grinding for years for tech, and as you get older and as you want things like a mortgage and a house and a family and all that sort of stuff, I can tell you now, a keyboard is not going to feed your kids, clothe your kids, send your kids to school. All right, you need to be smarter about that. People like this company that prey on young people, make me sick. They make me absolutely sick to my stomach. And the one incredible thing that I've seen come out of this is that they have had their asses handed to them on a platform not seen in this universe, because this caught fire. An old mate sitting at the irony of old mate sitting in there smug as fuck saying, oh, less than 5,000 followers, hasn't earned a single click, blah, 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 blah. Guess what? That pinned tweet on Kia Pia's Twitter feed now has over 1 million views of watching you being a fuckhead. That's where it's at. It's made me so happy. I've never been any happier than seeing that happen.
I have to say, like, kind of going off what Pete said, I remember when I first met Pete, because I hadn't met anyone locally in person who understood the creative space in that way. And as someone who's a content creator myself and looking at hopefully one day, well, hopefully sometime soon, putting myself out there to reach out to brands and to companies to hopefully collaborate with them. I put myself in the shoes of those people who were affected by the absolute rudeness and completely out of line behavior that this company had. And I just thought, oh my God, like that could have been me. I couldn't even sleep well after last night as well, because I was thinking, oh my gosh, I couldn't wait till you guys found out about this in the morning when you woke up, because I knew you'd feel exactly the same as I would, and how angry I am still feeling about the whole situation. And I didn't even, when I had my little rant earlier, I didn't even address the apology, because it did not seem genuine. And it was just to, like, you know, to try and bandage up all the damage that had been done. But it just, it's terrible. And I think it's just something that I think if you are a content creator and you are someone small like myself, you know, I have less than 5,000 followers across all my platforms, but that doesn't stop the quality of work that I seek to make and put out on social media. And I hope that the words that this one guy in America has said about these small creators doesn't deter you or stop you from still trying to do what you want to do, because you still have the ability to do amazing things. And yeah, I just think it's Oh, I'm so glad that so many people parted ways with this company now too. So like what Pete's saying, I feel so glad that so many people have gone against them and straight out said, I do not want to be associated with them because this is how they treat these members of the community. And I think it speaks volumes about just the streaming community in general and how much support that we all need to give to each other in times where people can be taken advantage of like that.
It makes me wonder what you actually get for the ambassador program. Like you were saying that when they approached you, they weren't giving out tech. But if you don't know the product, how can you be an ambassador for it?
Well, that's exactly what I said to them. So I said, thank you for reaching out. Sounds great, but I haven't been a customer of yours before and haven't used your services firsthand, so I don't feel comfortable being an ambassador. And they were just saying, like, we can't send you stuff, even for a trial, but here's all our reviews, and we have 100-plus partners, and look how much that matters now.
Yeah.
You know?
100%. And let me tell you, if somebody says, here's all our reviews, I don't care. I want to use your product. If I'm going to be endorsing something, I want to know what the hell it's like. And if, fair enough, you don't, we're talking PCs here. We're talking, I'm guessing, $2,000 or $3,000 worth of PCs at least. So you're not giving those away to everybody that joins you, but you should at least have something there for them to use to try it out and say, oh yeah, this is great. I like this. But yeah, you don't put your voice to something without actually experiencing what it is you're trying to sell.
Yeah. I feel like I could talk about this for ages.
Yeah.
But yeah, it's just, I think it's just one of those things. I think, like in summary, I think just a small streamers, small content creators, be mindful, be true to yourself, go with your gut.
Yep.
Know your worth. Yeah. Like what Pete said, that's, hits the nail on the head. Know your worth.
Back yourself in. I can tell you now, you are 100% far enough. You are so much further ahead purchasing your own keyboard than busting your ass as an ambassador, inverted commas for those of you listening to this via audio, as an ambassador, to get one or to earn one. Ambassador in this space is a dirty word unless it's coming with money.
Yep.
Opportunity is a dirty word unless it's coming with money.
Exposure,
dirty word. Absolutely a dirty word. Anybody from any company rocking up, knocking on your door, using those sorts of words, ask them straight off the bat, how much is it worth? Now, if they talk to you about things like CPM, sure, that's fair. Like CPM is fair. There's a value trade proposition there. You can measure that. But if they're like, oh, we'll give you a keyboard. Can you give us a heap of this, that, and the other? Can you put us on your stream? Blah, blah, blah. It's not measurable. Be smart. For those of you watching this, you might come across this, right? Look up something called SMART, okay? That's an acronym. If companies are coming to you with that acronym and smart ways of working with you, the big one in there is the M, the letter M, stands for measurable. Hey, that's what you want to be going for, all right? But trust me when I say a company saying they're going to send you a headset, but can you put them all over your socials and blah, 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 or hey, here's a 20% discount code for your followers and we'll measure how many. Tell them to get fucked. It's not worth it.
Yeah.
It's absolutely not worth it for you.
Ooh, that's a...
Sorry.
Yeah, I'm feeling really warm.
You're better off going to a part-time job and buying your own shit.
Mm. Yep. I feel like I say, it's been a bit of an angry podcast. I think there have been good points that have needed to be made, but it's a little bit of an angry podcast. And I have to say, I'm a little bit put out because I feel like I didn't get a proper rant in there, and all I could think of was just being Steve Carell up the back going, I don't know what everybody's yelling about. I just wanted to get in there and have a bit of a rant and a yell myself, but that's okay. But
What happened? Horty, quickly, Horty makes a good point. You can get hard stuck.
Mm.
And if a good deal comes to you, you're trapped. She's right. Don't sign a contract.
Yep, that's it. Exactly yeah. right. But I'd like to finish on a bit of a lighter note. Something a bit fun. So you guys heard of the Stream Deck? Not Stream Deck, Steam Deck. God, I'm even stuffing it up now. The Steam Deck.
Stream Deck.
Not one of these. A Steam Deck.
Which wanna be kind of a console that's out? No, I'm not going to rant.
But yeah, it's so for those that don't know what it is, it's basically a handheld little PC that has Steam on it. So you can access all your Steam library on the go. It's been in the works for a little while, but people are starting to receive theirs. And not just receive theirs. Gabe Newell himself, the owner of Valve, co-founder and president of Steam, pretty much, is hand-delivering some of these units. That's damn cool.
Mate, Gabe Newell is Santa.
Oh, yeah. Look at that. He's beard. Of course, yeah.
If Gabe Newell rocked up to my house, I couldn't give a shit if he was holding anything. If he rocked up to my house, just knocked on the door, I'd be like, come in. Just come in. I don't care what you're here for. Yeah. I don't even care if you're here to serve me a writ or a warrant or if you're here to collect money off me or I don't care. What are you going to do? Take me hostage, Gabe Newell? I don't care. Do it. Come inside. I'll feed you. You can put me in handcuffs. Let me cook you dinner first. The guy's a genuine champion. I love him.
Said Lord Gaben, savior of us all. I was actually trying to find out because there was a story a while back about he was looking at moving to New Zealand. And I had in my head that he was currently in New Zealand. But
I thought he was.
Yeah, and I was trying to find out if this had happened in New Zealand. But the story that I found about it and the research that I was trying to do, I couldn't find anything on if this was actually in New Zealand. Maybe we should ask Reflex, because all New Zealanders know each other, don't they?
They do.
Yeah, they do. Yeah. I'm pretty sure. Yeah.
And I also just want to hear Reflex say Steam Deck.
Yeah. So do I.
Ah, well, that was fun, guys.
It is. It is. It's a bit longer than it normally is, but it's been very good. I've enjoyed having a chat. We've got to have those serious talks every now and then, I feel like, because the industry is not all roses. And although we do like to see the good stories, we've got to cover the bad sometimes and just point out the crap things that are happening around the place.
I think it's important as well, like, as a, you know, a, you know, with this kind of platform that we have and, you know, being part of the gaming industry, you know, being able to relay, not just have this, like, not just information, but have these discussions about, you know, things happening in this streaming community and stuff too, and acknowledging it and discussing it. I think it's just so important because the gaming community and the streaming community is such a big space. And it can be very hard to connect and find like-minded people. So hopefully if there's anyone that has been watching or has listened to this, has, you know, learned something or found something very valuable, that would be awesome.
Yeah. And thank you to everybody in chat who's been chiming in with things to say and some really good points there. We love talking to you all. If you're not already, follow us on our social medias, on the Twitter, on the Facebook, on it, jump in our Discord. We're there. We love having a chat. We love hearing what everybody has to say.